And today's last word in business comes from Tony the Tiger. A simple statement, but Tony may have to learn how to say it in Chinese because his parent company, Kellogg, just inked a deal with a firm in Singapore.
And the joint venture will manufacture and distribute Kellogg brands like Frosted Flakes into China. Now, the Chinese do not have a long tradition of eating breakfast cereal, and turning the Chinese into cereal lovers could be tougher because of recent deadly scandals involving tainted milk.
But the American food company has lots of snack foods to promote in China at the same time. This deal, the company hopes, will also put more Pop-Tarts and Pringles on Chinese supermarket shelves. That's great. And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Greene.